Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Good vibes, Ben.
Afternoons on the Score.
I like a lot of different things during the game. There's pancake. I got a, actually, I got a little pocket pancake right here that I munch on. They're wonderful. You want some?
Oh, those are delicious. Pizza, bagels, what else do you keep in your pocket?
Whatever fits.
Whatever fits. There you go. You heard it here from Pat Murphy first. Pat, thank you.
Pat Murphy is delightful.
Feels like that's the guy that you like want to hang out with. And it makes me like, that's why I'm like, that guy was with Craig for forever. And I'm like, how can I get to that part of Craig?
Yeah.
Because clearly he digs that.
Oh, yeah. Well, Craig is funny. He's just dry funny. By the way, shout out to Andrew Kittredge, whose mound music, his walkout music, is Crimson and Clover by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I heard it on Wednesday when he was starting as the opener. I'm like, dude is choosing Crimson and Clover. Then he comes in the next day to get the save and it plays again. It's badass. I loved this version as a kid. And I would never have guessed that.
It's a very interesting choice.
It's a really interesting choice. Got to ask Kittredge about it.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. That's a place. That's an area where you two can vibe.
Yes, and I vibed with him once before when I talked to him. Really enjoyed him. Just so unbelievably calm and relaxed and grown up. And a good vibe for a guy who finishes games or starts games.
Tomorrow is game one of the NLDS between the Cubs and the Brewers from Milwaukee. The Score's coverage begins with Inside the Clubhouse, ITC, with David Haw and Bruce Levine from 9 until 11. Then my partner, that man, Matt Spiegel,
hello,
is going to host Hit and Run from 11 until 12:30. So wall-to-wall baseball to start you off on the Score tomorrow morning. Then the official pregame coverage begins at 12:30 with first pitch at 1:08. Every local broadcast of Cubs playoff baseball can be heard on the Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs. Radio Network.
Man, that pause was 8 months pregnant.
For the playoffs. Immediately following the postgame show, Judson Richards, who's been doing a great job with everything that he has been asked to do over the last few weeks, will have live reaction to game one right here on the Score and the Odyssey app. That's it.
That's it.
There's nothing after that.
All right, good. I didn't know.
There's no pause in the
Radio Network. I was waiting for that after everything. Pat Murphy was Craig Counsell's manager at Notre Dame and then his bench coach with the Brewers, now his replacement. He spoke today about facing Craig Counsell and the Cubs.
Yeah, I don't really think it's about us at all. I mean, I've got a huge staff around me and a great bunch of ball players that I've been through 6 months with or 8 months with, if you count spring. And I think he probably feels the same way. You know, this isn't about us, you know. We'll compete, and hopefully our teams will compete I don't think it'll change, you know, us. It's nothing about what he's doing or whatever. I mean, we've kind of revealed ourselves over the years, what we're capable of. I don't think it's about us at all.
But as great competitors, you're both enormous competitors. Don't you?
Really I understand what you, I mean. It wouldn't matter who was over there. That kind of goes without saying, right? This happens all the time in sports, right? But player to player is different than manager to manager. But if they want to make it a Holyfield Tyson thing, I'd probably have a better shot, you know. But you assumed I was Tyson. Is that what you're saying?
Murph, a big part of your offensive approach and your success this year has been grinding out at bats, battling pitches, putting pressure on defenses, forcing teams to make tough plays. This is a Cubs team that has been arguably the best defensive team in the NL. That's how they've graded out. Kind of curious, do you think that raises an extra challenge specifically with this team, maybe compared to some other teams you might play? And then how do you approach this series knowing that this is a group of guys on the other side that can make plays?
Yeah, I mean, the familiarity comes into play, right? They know how we try to do it, and they're going to try to combat that. And we know how they try to do it, and we're going to try to combat that. I'd rather play a team that wasn't as familiar with us. But really, all the teams we're talking about playing have some idea, you know, that we do that. So, and I think everybody's going to play hard, and everybody's going to try to grind out at bats. Everybody's going to point to, well, you don't have as much slug. The Cubs have three guys over 30 homers and this, that, and the other thing. But it comes down to the game being played tomorrow, you know. We play good defense, too. They play really good defense. And, you know, it comes down to playing those pitches, being in the moment. You know, it's like a heavyweight matchup. You know what I mean? Everybody has styles, and you combat that style the way you do, but you got to figure out a way to win the game, and you do it minute by minute, second by second in the ring. And I think that's what it'll come down to.
That's what it is, at bat, and minute by minute, like McDonald.
Is Bruce up there trying to stir things up?
Yeah,
is that what's going on?
Just naturally does it. He knows everybody.
He does know everybody.
He knows Murph, and he knows Craig.
Hey.
Craig talked about what it's like to face his former team and his mentor.
I guess I did spend a lot of time in here. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Weren't that many people in the room usually.
What is the calculus that you will use to determine your pitching progression for tomorrow's game? Is there, you know, how much science, how much is, you know, wear and tear on your pitchers right now? And how difficult is that process right now for you?
Yeah, I mean,
I think we went in. We're going into this with a couple plans. We're going to let everybody throw today, and then make a decision after that. But we definitely got, you know, what we'd prefer to do. So we'll just see kind of where everybody's at today. I think is important. There's obviously some. We asked some people. We asked some guys to do a lot. So we'll check on everybody, and that'll kind of instruct us on what we're going to do.
Go to Maddie in the front row.
Craig, last night after all the celebrations and everything, you were saying kind of there's no better atmosphere than Cubs Brewers, and this is the first meeting of those two teams in the playoffs. Just what's it mean to be a part of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think at least from my perspective, kind of being on both sides of it, I think the regular season matchups are awesome. It's a lot of fun, and it's really a lot of times it's kind of there's extra energy from fans, and there's fans from both teams in the building, and that's always made it a lot of fun. These are two cities that are close together, very close. I think each city's residents have thoughts about each other's residents. Harmless, obviously. but the proximity of the cities makes it fun, no doubt about it. And the proximity makes rivalries too. And then teams being good makes rivalries.
Kyle, speaking of that familiarity, have you found in the games you've managed against Murph that you can better anticipate his moves than in games against other teams?
No, yeah, I mean it. You know, I think baseball is less about like that than in my I see the Brewers play on how Murph would want a team to play, and that doesn't help us doesn't help you strategically. It's just you're building kind of teams and what's important to you, and that's good coaching. I mean, the things that are important to him come through in his team, and that's. That's what I see the most. It doesn't help anticipate, you know, first and thirds or some small detail like that necessarily. There are a few things, but those are very small details. But stylistically, the team plays in a way that he wants them to play, and that's good coaching.
Go to Steve in the second row, and then to Christina in the third row on the right.
Just to follow up on that, how specifically have they taken on that personality in terms of how Murph would want them to play from what you've seen of the Brewers this year?
They don't swing a lot. Like, their team doesn't swing a lot because he tells them not to swing. Good coaching.
Craig, how's Cade Horton doing, and would he be available for the next round, you think? Or
yeah, I mean, Cade will not be active this series. He feels good, but we're not doing anything that would – we're encouraging healing right now, so we're not doing anything that would cause pain. We haven't pushed him to a place that we would test that. I think, you know, as we get into later this week, we're gonna have to decide if it's time to do that. And that decision has not been made yet.
There's a lot there from Craig Counsell. I'm going to let everybody throw today. Maybe it is Matthew Boyd on 3 days rest since his first start.
Even though he only threw 50 pitches.
I know, but he was warming up in the bullpen yesterday. So that's what I thought of when he said we asked some guys to do a lot. So I want to see how Boyd feels today. Colin Ray pitched in relief, warmed up a couple of times. That could be an option. Javier Assad, who wasn't on the wild card roster, could be an option for game one here.
Who would you prefer?
If Boyd can go, I'd prefer Boyd. I'd prefer Boyd. If not Boyd, then Ray to me.
It's something that I'll put in my file for us to talk with Craig about if we get him next week, because I'm fascinated by this, that you manage pitching so delicately throughout a season, and then once you get to the postseason,
what do you got?
It changes.
You ask guys if they can go, and then you let them go.
And you might say, like, if Boyd was coming off of an 80 pitch performance,
No chance.
Right? If you threw him for seven innings, there's no way you'd send him out there unless it was a game seven, not a game one, right? Or in this case, a game five. But this gives you the opportunity to play with the math a little bit and go, okay, mm-hmm. he threw 50. We warmed him up. He threw 20 in the bullpen. We're having him throw another 20 today. How much can we expect tomorrow? Is the limit for him tomorrow 65? Like, and building it backwards. Like, that part of it to me is so cool and fascinating.
I'm with you. Well, how about the bullpen? He talked about no defined roles for a lot of the year, but Brad Keller was clearly A, the closer, and B, lined up to go two innings. At the end of this game. At
and
the
then
end of the
something game weird happened to him.
Something weird happened and he couldn't do it. Like, Craig felt great about it. I felt great about it.
You called it.
Yeah.
Like in our group chat, you were like, hey, Keller's going to go two for the close.
That was clearly the plan. And he was lined up. And it was like, man, that worked. Look at that. The last six outs. And then Keller blows up. And all of a sudden, you got Boyd and Kittredge warming up out there. So, are you just as confident in Keller? Is he still your ninth inning after what happened yesterday? What was that all about? You know, it's like, where is Palencia back in your late inning plans? How flexible do you have to be from one series to another? It's fascinating stuff. I agree.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.